Hello, everybody. Jim Malone here, coming to you live on Dallas Trading Floor. It's Thursday, and the market is, the Dow was up, the NASDAQ was up, and the S&P were up. So, golly, it's we're looking pretty strong. We're in a confirmed uptrend. Just wanted to put that out there to everybody. We're still in a confirmed uptrend, so I am actually trying to find things to buy. I did take some profits yesterday today on Tesla right at the open. I probably shouldn't have done that, but it was up, and I was like a little bit overweight in that. I'm a little bit overweight anyways. So I took the profit. So basically the NASDAQ was up about 1.4%. The Dow, and that was really the one that was strong, was up almost 1.5%, 1.48%, and the S&P 500 was up about 1.51%. So pretty strong when you know all things considered. I mean, it was a strong day, and it looks like we might have some more in that. Wanted to put out there the Adobe move today. Adobe after hours just went crazy. It was up almost 5%. So the question is, can we buy it? That's a really good question for Adobe. I'm going to switch over here to a chart to see. I just kind of want to look at it if we can get a position here. We're above the pivot, so that is a little bit. Let's see if I can move that over here. Yeah, there we go. All right. So basically, what's going on with Adobe is that, let's get that in the for everybody on TikTok. Let's see if I can annotate. Let's gotta go back over here a little bit and annotate it a tad. So there we go. All right. So basically, kind of what's going on here is that we had a tremendous gap up basically right here from the after hours, and the question is, can we, can we do anything here? I mean, that is indeed the question. Let me go to a different chart here. And I kind of want to look at the, putting up the chart here in just a second. Oops. Let's see if I can do that. Yeah. All right. So here we go. This is the chart for Adobe. You could just see this tremendous, it kind of just took off right really from that 450 all the way up. It's over 500 right now. So I unfortunately don't think that we can buy this one. It's just a little bit too extended here. So I would wait here. I should have bought a option on this one. Because I definitely knew it was going to do well, but I didn't think it was going to do this well. We're 14% above the 21-day line, so we can't really buy it. We have to wait for a pullback, and that's kind of unfortunate because we're already past the buy zone. We really can't do anything here, unfortunately. I mean, we did have this. We're 9% above the pivot. The pivot was basically on a cut basis at 451. So I don't think we could do anything with Adobe, unfortunately. It just doesn't look like it's going to give us the opportunity. It just looks like it's going to give us the opportunity here. So we probably cannot do anything with Adobe, and it's just one of those things. But we could definitely do something with We can definitely do something with Boeing. Here's my entry on Boeing that I did today. And it is right actually, and if we jump on over to the charts, to the other chart here, we're right below the pivot. The pivot's right at 221 right here, and we're right below that. We're at 219. So I definitely think this is actionable. Even tomorrow, it may be actionable, but I definitely think this one is actionable. I got in here basically, and what I did is I got in right at 219. That was where I got in right here. As you can see, these are the higher highs, and then we came up here. That's where I got in at 219. Now, one of the things I want to point out for you, this relative strength of Boeing right now is 90, which is very, very good. I mean, it's quite strong. And looking at the list of my ratings, my current holdings, I bought this one today, 90 relative strength, accumulation A plus, and A plus on group strength. So one of the things that we're starting to see is we're starting to see a little bit of movement out of the some of the some of the t some of the some of the tech stocks, not so much, just kind of pulling back a little bit. But one area has been this aerospace area that's been very strong, and Boeing is definitely set up very, very well. This is closed today at 218.98, so a little bit less than where I got in, but nice overall. I definitely will take it. So definitely good there. So I just wanted to show you those ones. I also have some limit orders in on two stocks that you probably know. Google is one of them, GOOG, and that one. I'll show you where my entry point, my limit order is. This is Google right here, Alphabet. Good, great, great stock, of course. Everybody knows it. And I did sell it when it peaked here, but I'm ready to get back in because I definitely think it's going to get some support right here at the 21-day line. That's where I think it's going to get some support, and that's why I want to get in. Relative strength has been going down a little bit, but one of the things that we have on Google that I think everybody likes is the fact that we have the Golden Cross, and it's right here, 50-day moving above that 200-day, so looking pretty good. One of the things that entices me with this was on the technicals. We are very, very close to that 21-day line. 122. Basically, I'm trying to get in, right about that 21-day line, maybe a little bit shy of that 21-day line, about 122.50. That's where I basically have set a limit order, and hopefully we'll get a pullback to that. I don't know. Maybe not. We never know. But I'm going to definitely try to get it close to that 21-day exponential because I do think that's a good place to buy it. Also, I do have another one that I just put on here, and I'm looking to get in as well. And that I did Alphabet, and then I'll get this. Well, anyways, I'll get to the other ones next. But that's the one that I think that might give us an opportunity would be Alphabet, GOOG. So when I trade, there's also two. There's also GOGL, very similar. But I trade GOG, and that is the one I'm trading. So I definitely have a limit order in it. We'll see if we get it tomorrow. Hopefully, I will. And then I will have added that right about here. So very nice. All right, let's take some questions. Thank you very much. All right. Oh, okay. Thank you, Mr. Deep. Thanks for that. Let's look at Boeing first. We did look at let's look at Monday.com, MNDY. Thank you very much. Let's see if we can get that in there. MNDY. All right. Jump on over to that. This one's a great one too. There's a bunch of stocks that I just really I mean, I wish I had done the option on I wish I had done the option on Adobe. That would have been a very smart move. Oh, Adobe's the other one that but I didn't, so there you go. Let's see, Monday.com. Let's see, this is interesting. 171.90.89. So that's looking very good. It came down and it touched The 21 day line relative strength is 95. It's pointing down a little bit, but still looking really, really good. We're a little bit extended. This is what I don't like. We're a little extended from the 21 day line. We're about 8%, but that's still buyable. So I mean, you know, that's just me. It's kind of the lost opportunity when out of that buy zone. I really like to buy in that buy zone if possible. And obviously, it's even better if you can buy below the buy zone, like right about here. And that's one of the reasons why, well, that was a good one. So I definitely like this one. And would I buy it? Well, probably I buy Boeing first. And here's why. It's a slower moving stock, obviously, but I do think that there's a lot of, we're getting a lot of movement back into some of the big big industrial stocks. Boeing definitely qualifies in that category. Boeing is a little bit better, I think, in some ways, because it is right below the pivot. It's not quite in the buy zone. Fairly strong relative strength, 89. That's come up a lot from where it's been. And if we look at kind of the technicals here, it's really quite good. 3.69% above the 21-day line, so it's a good place to buy it, and we're getting a starting upward motion. Now, it's basically what's happening here is that it looks like it's getting ready to punch through that pivot. If it does, then I think we've got some smooth sailing. Looking back at the weekly chart here, if we do that, if we look at the weekly chart, we're definitely coming up. It's getting much, much better than it's been. I mean, if we look back here, you know, this was the COVID. This is the move on COVID. And I mean, it was amazing. It went really from like 300 down to 100. I think though we're starting to make some headway here. If we draw the line across here, we're looking pretty smooth sailing. I think. I don't think there's a lot of overhead supply anymore, because this is the overhead supply line right here. So we've kind of gotten rid of that overhead supply. Most of the people that had it have either sold it. So I definitely think we're getting rid of the overhead supply line. We're moving to a higher high. Of course, that's always the way you want to do it. And if we look at the checklist, it's a very good checklist. It's an 89 checklist. So out of the two, I mean, I know that it's probably not as exciting a stock, Monday.com versus Boeing, but I do like Boeing. I have to admit, I do like Boeing a lot. Based on that, so that's kind of my take on it. That's kind of my take on Boeing, and I think it's a really good stock. All right, Finance Fund wants to look at Intel, another one that I've been like debating. I had it, and I kind of think that, you know, along with the whole chip sector, something good's got to happen with Intel. I mean, it's starting to make a move, and it's been so beaten down. I mean, if you look at Intel, it's just been so beaten down. I mean, we came all the way down here. This is the pivot. The pivot's about 34. We're at 35 right now. We're probably at a place that you probably could start building a position. And you know, it just moved very, very nicely today. This is a Dow stock, so you know, very strong. 82 relative strength. We did have the golden cross there. I think this is an opportunity to buy Intel at a very, very good price. And I'm going to probably be trying to buy some tomorrow. That's a very good point that you're making. Why? Because this is 33.82 was the pivot here. And, you know, when we came through, you know, we still have a pretty good checklist, 67%. It's getting a lot better. We are the only concern I have is how far away from that 21-day line we're 12%. Above the 21-day line. So that's getting a little extended here. But overall, I definitely like the way it looks, because, you know, if we go back to the monthly chart, you can see we're finally bottoming. We were all the way up here, and now, you know, we went down, and now we're moving back up. So, you know, I definitely think that, you know, we're starting to see some real strength come back into Intel. This is the monthly chart, and for the last 3 months, you know, June, March, and April, we've had some pretty high volume here. There was a lot in March. So there's definitely some people coming in here. The problem, of course, with Intel is it's You know, the problem is with its you know, its situation with profitability. I mean, if we look at the profitability here, sales are off 36%, and you know, we're not making money, and that's a problem. We've got good cash flow, but you know, quarter over quarter, we don't have growth in the profits. But this is a valuable company, and you know, I definitely think it's making a move higher. Where would I buy it? Well, let's take a look. Let's go to the daily chart to see if there's any entry point here. I think it's best, really, when this one, again, I think it's best to do a limit order. I definitely think it's going to pull back, and I would be interested in possibly, you know, putting in a limit order right here at the pivot, 33.84. Why? Because I think it's going to get a little ahead of itself and pull back. Let's kind of see how it traded today. Yeah, definitely came up and then it started to get a little bit of weakness, but not bad. So I think that definitely, you know, hopefully it's going to pull back here a little bit. I definitely think, though, that, that you know, at about this level, about 35.50, you know, we could probably start picking up some. And I think that, you know, this is a premier stock. This is, you know, this is not a company. This is, you know, not a company that is, you know, it's a good company, but I wouldn't buy it at the current. I try to put a limit order on it, see if it comes a little bit in, comes a little bit down here, and if it gets a little bit closer to that limit. But I definitely think it's buyable, and I definitely think it's a good one to buy because we've moved out of this consolidation range here, and we're probably going to move higher. And my guess is, and it's just a guess, of course, it's always just a guess, but we're very likely to move basically up here to the next kind of higher high. That's right about here, as you can see. So at about 40, I think we could have pretty smooth sailing from about, you know, 35 at least to 40. And if we move beyond that, I think it can go up potentially as high as about 55. That's kind of where I see it, you know, possibly going the next few months. I see it going up here to about 55 based on the charts. So looks pretty good. I definitely am going to be trying to buy some of that myself. So very, very good. All right, thoughts on Fluence. You know, this one pulled back today. I have some of it, of course, as you know. That's one of the ones I am current in. Let's see if I can show that. Yeah. So this is I do have Fluence. We still have here's the problem with Fluence right now. I mean, we have very, very strong relative strength. We've got a 98 relative strength, which is excellent. We have, and the group is A-, so that's very good. The issues are the relative strength of the group is only C-, and so that is kind of an issue, and the compound rating is only 81. It's a more speculative stock, but it is definitely a good stock. So let's jump on over to the daily chart on Fluence Energy. Let's see. There we go. All right. So if we're looking at Fluence, you know, we're definitely, what happened was we made this great move above the pivot. The pivot is 26.74. As you can see, these are all my buys here. Now, I sold yesterday. Yesterday, I sold right here at 28.37. Now it's down. It was down today, but it's coming right back. So, you know, again, it you can definitely see that there's some resistance here. You know, we've had two down days in a row, but very good volume. So my guess is, it, you know, I think it's going to get some support here and then move higher. What I'm going to do is if it falls to the below the 10-day line, that's where I'm probably going to put my stop loss. And even if that would be pretty good. The 10-day line is 26.27, and my average cost is right about 26. So not, you know, I want to make sure that it moves, continues moving above here. But I do think it's just a little bit of pressure here that it's moved up to the pivot, it moved past it, and then it's pulled back, and then I think it's going to get some support probably at the 10-day line, and the 10-day line for Fluence right now is basically 26.27. So pretty interesting there, but definitely good. I think you want to hang on to it. I definitely would put a stop loss in though, you know, because that's always the way to go, is don't let it, you know, if it falls out of the sky, you know, we don't want that to happen. So, other than that, it's looking good. I think it's actually actionable now if you don't have a position. So, all right. Wendy, thank you for taking a look at the show. I really appreciated that. And let's take a look at Space, SPCE. I think that, didn't they go bankrupt? I'm not sure. SPCE. I was trading this before. You probably know. Okay. Let's get that SPCE. All right. There we go. Okay, well, Virgin Galactic is on a downward trend, unfortunately. Yeah, this is Virgin Galactic here. And unfortunately, it's sort of on a downward trend. It did sort of make a move to the 50-day line, trying to make the 50-day line here. You know, I just, unfortunately, this just isn't something we can trade. It's just too weak. It's just going all the way down here. The stock price, unfortunately, is below $10. Typically don't like to buy anything below $10. Let me just look at my former trades on this one. I'm going to put the, see if I can put the comments on here. All right, let's see if I have this commented. I don't know if I do. Let's see. I'm going to take off these boxes. There we go. Okay. So, on the comments, nope, I think I took the comments off. But as you can see, really, this really hasn't been tradable since about September of 21, unfortunately. And it's just come all the way down. And it's, you know, this is kind of like doing a Diebold. I don't know if you, just something I wanted to pass on to you. I don't know if you know this, but Diebold declared bankruptcy. So, you know, it's done. And I think, unfortunately, Virgin Galactic might be suffering the same fate. I really believe that because they did have to sell off one of their, I think they have this modified 747. And I just don't think you want to, I don't think it's short. I don't really want to short it, and I don't really want to buy it. So I probably wouldn't touch this one, to be honest, right now. It just is not looking all that good. So sorry about that. All right. Neo is starting to wake up. Yeah, you know what? You may be right. Let's take a look at Neo. This, of course, for everyone out there that doesn't know this, this is a Chinese automobile manufacturer. Li Auto has been doing very well. Neo, I am not as sure. It definitely has been in a downward trend. I mean, that's definitely the case. So let's go back to Neo here. Definitely in a downward trend, as you can see, of course. And if we look, it's just starting. If we draw a line here, you can see kind of it's come above that line. So definitely the bounce that it's looking at. I probably would not be interested in this until we get above that 200-day moving average. Currently, the 200-day moving average is right here at $11.14. So probably would not be interested. Let's check this. I want to see this. I want to compare this against Li Auto. That's the one I really want to compare it against, and then also I want to compare it since the first of the year. There we go. All right, so let's take a look at Li Auto versus Neo. All right, so let's take a look at that. If we're looking at Chinese stocks. All right. And this is the comparison between Li Auto and Neo, and this is since the first of the year. So basically, they're both in an upward trend, which is a good thing. But it looks like Lie-Auto is by far the better of the two. Okay, if you're looking for gain, Neo is basically flat. It's right at about 100. So it started out the year and then it went down and then it came back up. So it's about even. But Lie-Auto is up about 80% since the first of the year. I want to take a quick look at the chart for Lie-Auto and just kind of to hopefully bring that to see everybody's attention, hopefully. So let's see if we can do that. All right. All right. So there we go. So here's Lie-Auto, and it is extended big time. It's up here to 35, but notice how it moved up very, very nicely here. If we look at Neo, definitely not as good a chart at all. Yeah, not even close. So if you want to be in the Chinese autos, you know, I think that's the one is Lie-Auto. I just think it just has a better chart. Now, that said, can we even buy it here? I wouldn't buy it unless it pulled back to about 30, because that's where the 21-day line is. We can't really buy it at the proper pivot. The proper pivot for this would have been basically right here at about 25, 30, 36. That would have been the proper place to buy it. But I think that there's a secondary buy point, and that is right here. That's the 21-day line. So that's where I think we want to buy it if we want to buy this at 30. I wouldn't go in. I would go in with like a half or a quarter position here. I just wouldn't go in with a lot on this one. I think that, you know, the group is good mainly because of Tesla, but Lie-Auto in terms of the Chinese manufacturers is doing very well. BYD is also doing very well as well, but I think that the one that probably has the most future is Lie-Auto. So that's the one I would probably go with. It's true, space is up a lot, but the problem is it's in its death throes, and it's kind of like, I'm afraid it's kind of like Diebold. I would be very afraid of buying it, Wendy. I just would. I mean, I'm not trying to be a I'm not trying to be persnickety, but I wouldn't do it. All right, hello. Thank you very much. How's St. Bart's? By the way, Anton is down in St. Bart's, and if you ever get to go down there, I've never been down there, but I've always wanted to go there. He is a great scuba instructor, so I thought I would just throw that in there for everyone else out there. Let's look at TTD. That's the trade desk. TTD. Okay, TTD. And basically, TTD is extended. And you know what? I sold this one, too. I had it, and I sold it, and I took some profits on it. I like taking the profits, but it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I wish that I hadn't done that. So, yeah, there it goes. So, see, you can see, I was doing good in there. I mean, I bought it right here. A 3/4 position, 64, right here as it pulled back to the 21-day line, and then it came above the pivot. Pivot 66.35, and then right as it came up here, when it started to go, I sold it and I took profits. But boy, I was too early. Look at that, I was too early. I was taking my profits too quickly. It just shows you, you know, I should have just held on because it topped at 48. Now it's coming back. The question is it buyable? Well, let's take a look to see if we get another chance. Well, actually, it's not bad. You know, it's 7% above the 21-day line. That would be the place to buy it, 72.19. So, you know, basically, that's where I would look to. So I would, you know, set limit order. The 21-day line, which is 72.19, that's where I would do it. That's where I would try to buy this at 72.19. This, of course, is the trade desk. TTD is the symbol on this one. So let's pull this over for people so they can see it on TikTok. It's the Trade Desk, right here, the Trade Desk, and the place I think to buy it. And this is buyable, but it's a little extended. So let it pull back to about that 21-day line at 72. Now, what you can do is set a limit order at 72.19 and then just kind of move it up, and then eventually it's going to pull back hopefully to there, and then it's going to get some support, and you can do it. Or alternatively, if you really want to buy this, and I think it's looking kind of that spread, is would be 75.44 would also be a place that you could do it, because that's the 10-day line, 75.44, and it does seem to be very much staying. The trend on this seems to be saying very much going up that 10-day line. So if we bought it at the 10-day line, on the pullback on the 10-day line, that's a good place to buy it. And so I definitely think that would probably work very well. All right, let's take a question from TikTok. Thank you so much, everybody. Do you see a pullback on NVIDIA next week? Oh, good question. Thank you for that, coming from TikTok. Let's look at NVIDIA real quick and see if there's a pullback opportunity. NVDA, of course, I want to buy some more NVIDIA. I have some, but I don't nearly have enough. It's always that way. So if we jump on over to the daily chart here, I made my buy here on the 8th. Okay, I made it right here at basically at the 10-day line. I bought it right at the 10-day line. Then it moved above the 10-day line. Now it's pulling back a little bit. I would try to buy it at the 10-day line, a little bit above the 10-day line. The 10-day line currently 398.06. So basically what it is that we're right here at 419. I would try to see if I could possibly get it right at about 409. That's where I would set my limit order. You could set it as low as 400, but that's probably the place to buy it, is at the 10-day line. So probably what I would do here, if you wanted to get some NVIDIA, would be to set a limit order at 400. One of the things is that it's going to probably bounce at 400. That'd be my guess. So I think if you bought it at 400, I think if you were able to get it at 400, that would be a good thing. So try to set a limit order at about 400. That probably is going to work pretty well for you. So limit order at 400, and that is probably going to give you a bounce off the 10-day line. But that would probably be the next bounce that we're gonna get. So that's the pullback that I'm looking for. It may not pull that low. It may only pull to 405, but I definitely think we're going to get it pulled. It's going to pull back a little bit, and then I think we're going to get another bite at the apple. I'm really looking for a pullback to the 10-day line before I buy more, and that's 395, but I definitely think it's going to bounce at about 400, a little bit above that. So that's my take on it. All right, Joker. What is SoFi's pullback point? Good question. Thank you for that. And let's jump on over to SoFi, S-O-F-I. That one has really been moving nicely. I was kind of poo-pooing, and I was like, oh, I don't think this is going to happen. And, I was wrong. I was wrong, because it moved very nicely through the pivot for the 8-24 pivot. And then it went right above the buy zone, just jumped above that buy zone. Today, it came down, it tested, and where did it test? Well, let's see where it tested. It tested right at about 894. So it seems as if there's some support at $9 for this. Now, currently, the 21-day line, the 10-day line is 840. So I think... it's going to be hard to guess where this one's going to bounce, But my best guess is going to be it's going to bounce right about here at about 914. So what I would do here, if you want to pick up some more of this, you know, you could probably set, and this is a wild one because this really jumps, this really jumps all over the place. But I think you could, you know, set a limit order at about 914. That's kind of where I would look to do it, because that's kind of where I think that you're going to see, that you're going to probably see another bounce. So set the limit order at about 914, if you want to pick up some SoFi. You know, SoFi has been doing a lot better. The consumer loan area has been pretty strong. Let's look at the group. You know, the group, the top ones in the group have been doing well. Mr. Cooper is another one that you might want to look at, COOP. I don't currently own it, but if we look at the stocks in the group, Capital One, of course, the biggest. They're huge. But SoFi is right up there. I mean, it Oryx, this is I think a Japanese company. I met some people from Oryx here in Dallas. But SoFi is a big. They're refinancing student loans, so that's looking pretty good. So 914 is kind of where I would be looking to put a limit order in on SoFi. So definitely one that definitely a good way to go. I mean the group has been doing great. I mean the group has been very strong. So yeah, so there you go. Very, very strong. All right, and this is probably getting towards the crowd. GitLab, GTLB. This, of course, is in the software space. Yeah, there we go. This is in technical services. That's what they call technical services. Interesting chart. I do have a reversal line in this one, so you take a look at my markup on this chart here, because I did mark this up. I didn't do anything, but this is the reversal line. So we were in a downward trend, and now we're starting to see that 50-day line. We're starting to see that 50-day line start to move up. So that's good. We've reversed trends, and now we're above the 200-day moving average with solid growth above there. So that is not a bad place. $50 is kind of where I would like to buy it, but I don't know. Let's look. Pattern. Well, the checklist is very good. 78. On the technicals, we are very far extended above that 21-day line. So, not really a good entry point here. That's the problem. Let's go out here a little bit to the weekly chart to see if we can find a good entry. Wowee. So, if we were to draw a line all the way down here and kind of connect the dots, we definitely look like we have bottomed. That's the key. What I'm doing here is trying to find out if we've bottomed. It definitely looks like we've bottomed. It looks like we bottomed back really at the beginning of June. That's interesting. So we've come up. So basically, there's resistance a little bit above 50, about 55. I'm just looking out here. Yeah, about 55. So here's the thing. My guess is it's probably going to pull back probably to about 47 or so. Let's take a look and see kind of if that makes any sense. 47. Yeah, that's where I see support, right here. 50 or a little bit below that, that's really kind of where I see some support. There is going to be some resistance here at 53 and then at 58. So here's what I would do on this one. I wouldn't buy this right away. I would wait. I would wait until we close above 53.44. So that's what I'm looking for here. So I'm looking for on GitLab. For a close above above about 50. Well, above 50, but 53.44. So, what we really need to see here, I think, is a close above about this resistance here, about this resistance right here at 53.44. We need to see a close above that. If we can see a close above that, I think it's well on its way to reversing. The biggest issues that I have is that still we were in this downward trend for so long, and we just made it past the 200-day line, but really the line that we had to go above was 50 initially, and then I do think that we're going to start to move much more strongly above 53, because I think this is the next patch of resistance, and this was back here, as you can see. There was a lot of trading on this. This is the next resistance. So if we can punch through that, then we're pretty good, and we're very close to that. We're at 53.44 here. We're definitely right here. So let's look at the weekly chart. I just want to look at the weekly chart. Yeah, 53.44. So yeah, we're right at resistance. That's interesting. So we're right at resistance. So yeah. I said 83. I should have said 53.44. What am I saying here? It's a typo. It should be about 53.44. Not 83.44. 53.44. That's where, yeah. So we're looking pretty good. If, you know, this may be buyable, actually. I'm getting more excited, because this is definitely the resistance point that everyone's keying off of. If it can stay above this and open above this, then it's probably a buy. The next resistance is going to be right here at 58.70. And the reason this is resistance, as you can see, this is where it stopped the last time before it started its downward trend. So if we get to here, we take out everything below that. And then if we draw the line here, you can see there's almost no overhead supply. We get rid of almost all the overhead supply. See, below this, there's lots of overhead supply. If we were, say, down here at 40, there'd be lots of overhead supply right here. But if we get above this, there's almost none. So, yeah, this is definitely buyable. Interesting. Well, I've convinced myself to buy GitLab. Thank you for that. So, yeah, I think this looks very, very good. All right. Well, that's pretty much it. Let's see if we get one more question from TikTok. Should I sell Coinbase? Absolutely, I would sell it, because I think it's going south. Let's look at Coinbase, COIN. They're under investigation, of course, by the Fed. So I don't know what's going to go on with Coinbase, but I am not pleased with this chart. And here's the thing I want to point out on this chart. We have the 50-day line that's just about ready to dive below that 200-day. That's the death cross. I think it's on its way lower. I think it's gonna rally and then come back. So this is probably a short, believe it or not, but I don't want to short an upward trending market. So not a good look on that weekly chart. I think this one is likely to go lower, possibly down to about the 34 level. So I would sell for Coinbase, I would sell Coinbase. Because it does look like it's probably going lower. So that's kind of what I got. So I think you should sell Coinbase here. I think you should sell it here. It just doesn't look that healthy to me. This is not a healthy chart. It's in a downward trend. I think it's going to go lower. So I think it's time to sell. I think it's time to part ways. All right. Well, thank you so much, everybody. By the way, if you're not already a member of Dallas Trading Floor, super easy to get there. But first, please like, and that's a little like, but I need a big like. So please like the show. Smash that like button. Really helps us out. Also, if you want to get on the free Action Trade Alerts, super easy to do. All you have to do is jump on over to www.dallastradingfloor.com and just sign up. It's free. And I will be back here tomorrow at 5, everybody. Thank you so much for taking the time. Also, if you could share this with people, I need to get some more people to tune in. So if you could share and like, and also jump on over to www.dallastradingfloor.com and sign up for the Action Trade Alerts. I'll be back tomorrow at 5. Thanks, everybody, and I'll see you then.